Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company, a proud, longtime supporter of Living on Earth. Since 1993, we've given 10% of our profits to efforts that help protect and restore the Earth. Everything from supporting organic farmers to spearheading organizations like Climate Counts, where you can learn how committed your favorite companies are to the fight against climate change. Learn more about our Profits for the Planet program at stonyfield.com.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. In a minute, making beautiful music in very unusual places. But first, this cool fix for a hot planet from a listener who hears our show on WAMC.
My name is David Lockman, and I listen to LOE in Western Massachusetts. I came across this idea last year and started using it. It's a great way to save energy in the winter. It's called iceboxing. Basically, you change your refrigerator, which runs on electricity, into an old-fashioned style icebox, which cools by ice. The great thing about winter is that ice is free, money-wise and energy-wise. So fill up some plastic containers with water that will fit on the top shelf of your fridge and put them outside to freeze. When frozen, put them on the top shelf of the fridge. It's that simple. With the ice cooling the fridge, the compressor will not have to come on and you will have refrigeration for free. Swap out the plastic containers every morning, or more often if you open your refrigerator a lot, and you will have a continuous supply of free cold where you want it. You can calculate the amount of electricity you save, and the cold part of the country can save if everyone did this.
Well, thanks a lot, David. And if you have a cool fix for a hot planet, send it our way. If we use your idea on the air, we'll send you a Cool Blue and True tire gauge. Keeping your tires properly inflated saves you fuel and money and takes pressure off the planet by reducing the emission of climate-changing gases. Email your ideas to us at coolfix, all one word, at loe.org. That's coolfix at loe.org. Or post your ideas on our Facebook page, PRI's Living on Earth.